Republican gubernatorial hopeful and Wasilla resident Mike Dunleavy is resigning from the state Senate to focus on campaigning. For the past 5 years, Dunleavy has represented Senate District E, which includes northern parts of the Matanuska-Susitna borough and a section stretching from Delta Junction to Valdez. But today, Dunleavy submitted his letter of resignation. Dunleavy recently restarted his campaign for governor after suspending it to get treatment for an issue with his heart. Dunleavy says that took time away from planning the campaign, but with his health concerns resolved, he says he now needs to put all his energy into running for governor.
I've always been one to put 100% into whatever I'm doing, and so the choice is either run for governor and give 100% or stay with the Senate and give 100%, and we felt we couldn't do both.
Dunleavy's resignation from the state's Senate is set for January 15th. That's the day before the legislature starts its next session. State law restricts fundraising by sitting lawmakers while the legislature is in session. Dunleavy admits the resignation will make it easier for him to fundraise, but he says he owes it to his constituents and Alaskan voters in general to focus on the campaign.
The last 3 years have demonstrated that we have an absence of leadership. People need to ask themselves, is Alaska better off the past 3 years than previous to this? And wherever I go, the answer is no.
It's now up to the state Republican Party to suggest possible replacements for Dunleavy's Senate seat. Those names go to the governor, who will appoint the next state senator for District E, pending approval by Senate Republicans. Dunleavy says he does not want to be involved in the process of picking his successor and declined to name anyone he'd like to see take his spot in the Senate. Meanwhile, Matsu Borough Assemblyman Randall Kowalki is the only candidate to formally announce he is running for Senate District E.